What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Flick Experience. This is the host man, Gabriel, speaking. And yeah, we're back for another episode. And today we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be discussing a full series of the Terminator franchise. Basically, every movie series from probably the least to the best one. Now, many of you have been seeing the Terminator films for years and years, and some of you may have not seen it. I recommend go watch it, but I recommend the way I'm going to tell you, you should watch it maybe into this order later on at the end, and maybe you would give your opinions on what is your favorite Terminator movie, and do you think the franchise should be going? Now, keep in mind, I have the entire box set of the Terminator series. Some I don't have, but I see in them, but let me tell you why. Now, the Terminator franchise, this is a franchise that's been going on. I don't know if it's still going on. I think it's died out by now, but it's been going around since the 80s, and it feels like all of them in general, they all have some interesting movies, but the only good ones, it's like it was only perfect when it first started out, just as the two, and then it completely goes in a different direction, but they start to flop. Now, some are okay, and some had interesting like concepts, and some had really, oh god, like terrible ideas for the plot of the movie. It's like there's no continuity anymore. The story is not going anywhere. It's just like very messy, like timeline continuity. And it does take place in time travel a lot, which is the themes of this film. And yeah, I have a lot out about this film. In general, the Terminator franchise is just, it's going crazy out of order. So let's get right to just a review on all of them, what I think of them so far. Alright, now, so we start off with the series with the first one, The Terminator, released in 1984. It was written and directed by James Cameron, along with Gail Ann Hurd. And yeah, this is the movie that started it all. This is the iconic 80s, sort of a like science fiction horror film, even though it's mostly science fiction. But The Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger, this is the role he was born to play. I mean, we all know who Schwarzenegger is. He's always going to be remembered as the Terminator. He was perfect casted for this role. And yeah, a lot of people don't talk about this film a lot because it's heavily underrated. This is the film that started the series. And the Terminator, it's like probably like the best science fiction action movie we've ever had slash horror into it, because it has like a horror like thriller vibe into it. The Terminator sent back in time to kill Sarah Connor to prevent from the future from happening with Skynet. Sarah Connor, played by Linda Hamilton, carries the unborn child of her son John Connor, and then Michael Biehn's character, who plays Kyle Reese, is a future resistance soldier who's also sent back in time, and it's up to these two, one protector and one killer, which is the Terminator, have to get to Sarah Connor just in time before the other one, which is the Terminator, kills her. And we get this cool action-packed adventure, and we get the iconic like club shootout sequence, the Terminator buying guns, and then the part where he first enters like into the Los Angeles night sky, where he shows up naked, but he's like in the robotic like human flesh, and takes out the killers, like who are these punks out on the road. And by the way, Bill Paxton's in there as an uncredited cameo. Oh, but there's so much fun action, terrific scenes just with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He barely has a few lines in this film, but he looks like a fucking machine just as he comes near you, and he's gonna kill you. But just like, it's really cool. Linda Hamilton, we see her struggle throughout the entire movie, playing this helpless girl who's scared out of her mind. But slowly towards later in the film, she starts to like have some bravery sense of it. Then we get to the iconic police shooting, you know, where it's the famous line, Arnold Schwarzenegger comes in and says, "I'll be back." Probably one of the best lines in action movie history. And by the way, did you know that line, Arnold Schwarzenegger had a hard time trying to say that line, because due to his Austrian accent, he argued with James Cameron, with the director. Instead of saying "I'll," he just says, why not "I will be back," and James Cameron tried to persuade him to say, no, say "I'll be back," just say it as many times and then you'll get it. And eventually that line becomes like the trademark quote of the Terminator franchise. So out of all the Terminator films, the one that jump started, it's pretty good. I would recommend you watch this. Hell, watch this on Halloween if you want. If you want to like scare your friends, watch the Terminator. If they never seen Arnold Schwarzenegger, what he was like as like the built-in machine, which I'm pretty sure the majority knows who he is, he's always going to be remembered that role. I recommend showing him the Terminator. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 G stars. So yeah, that's my thoughts on Terminator 1. And yeah, now let's go to the next one. All right, now we go to the next one, which is 1991, Terminator 2 Judgment Day. The pinnacle of science fiction action films. This is probably, many considered, the best sequel of all time, which is true. From 1991, the special effects and the CGI still look great, even to this day. I can see why a lot of people loved Terminator 2. Even for myself, when I saw this film the first time, I think when I was like 12 or 13, it is still a freaking classic. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's back in the role as the T-800. And then we get Edward Furlong as young John Connor. And Linda Hamilton back as Sarah Connor. But this time, she's the badass Sarah Connor. We also get to introduce the T-1000, played by the great Robert Patrick, as he plays the T-1000, like, liquid, mimetic polyalloy Terminator, who forms into many shapes and sizes, which is mostly knives and stabbing weapons. The T-1000 cannot stop. It is there to kill John Connor and Sarah Connor as Skynet tries it a second time. And this time, Arnold Schwarzenegger, as the T-800, goes back in time and protects John and Sarah Connor. But also later in the film, the young John Connor as a kid, played by Edward Furlong, you see him and the Terminator start to bond a bit. The Terminator starts to learn about human emotions and how to talk to people. There's some funny scenes in the film, like especially with the part where John Connor is talking to the Terminator on how to use some slang. Like, you gotta know how to learn how to people talk. You don't say affirmative. You say no problemo, or chill out, or yeah, later, dickwad. By the way, that line is so ADR'd because it's just Edward Furlong trying to dub the line again because his voice was changing. I think it was like 13 at the time. It's just funny to me, even by the slang too. Also, the Terminator tries very, very hard not to kill people, because at one point he tries to kill some bystanders, and then John had to stop and be like, "You promised me you're not gonna kill anybody." And then the Terminator's like, "Why?" And it's just like, "What do you mean why? Because you can't. Why, kid? Do you not even realize you're the Terminator, man? You can kill anybody you want, man." I mean, listen, if the T-800 was my Terminator, I'm probably going to say, just protect me at all times. If someone is like an asshole or something, you could probably kill them if you want. Maybe not to kill them, but try to, I don't like, paralyze them. But either way, you're the Terminator. Just do whatever you want. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. I swear, do not judge me on this. It's the Terminator. You would probably do the same thing. So, Terminator 2, it's awesome. I love the truck chase sequences at the end of the film, where the T-1000 chases them in their big helicopter, and they're in the SWAT car. And Arnold even says the line again, "I'll be back to take out some SWAT crew members," without killing, with a freaking grenade launcher. And then we also get to know more about the backstory. Now, keep in mind, the backstory of how Skynet is created is by Cyberdyne, a computer company that Miles Dyson, the character in the film, creates a super microchip that is responsible that created the whole worldwide mass destruction on August 29th, 1997, unless they stop it. Miles was convinced that he must stop up the Cyberdyne computers as much as he can and destroy it all. There's a great police shootout sequence in there. There's even a great truck chase sequence when the T-1000 is chasing John Connor on a motorbike towards the beginning of the film. And I just love that suspense, like intense action they do. Because you think that it's two Terminators going after John, but instead it's the T-800, Arnold Schwarzenegger. This time he's the good guy by protecting young John Connor, stopping the T-1000. And that is good writing in the film. Not only that, because the story overall, it seems like a great setup to the big climactic battle between the T-800 and the T-1000 at a steel mill, but it's also a great story point on how Skynet gets built, and it must be destroyed forever. And the movie should have ended right there. There's a great line in the film, even towards the end, where Arnold Schwarzenegger takes him out the T-1000 by just grabbing a gun, freezing him, and so goes, "Hasta la vista, baby," shoots him down. I swear, it's a little cheesy if you think about it, but it's a really badass line. Only Arnold Schwarzenegger can get away with it. So overall, well, Terminator 2, spoilers, the Terminator sacrifices himself so that he ceases to exist, so none of the Skynet or the Terminators doesn't exist, falls to a pit of lava. John Connor and Sarah Connor on a cry but of heroism that the Terminator did. He even gives a thumbs up. Perfect ending to the franchise series. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sometimes you can't just end it on part R2. Believe me, even I think some series can't just end on part R2. But if you really think about it, I think the whole story is just one whole Terminator film, part 1 and part 2. Even though it's still a sequel, but it leaves on a good note ending, and it should have ended right there. So bottom line, I'm going to grade this 5 out of 5 G stars for me. Go watch Terminator 2. Ooh, do it. If you're a fan of the Terminator films, why not just stick it with 1 and 2? Terminator 2 Judgment Day, it's still badass from back then. It's still badass to now. And it's still probably one of the best sequels of all time. The set pieces, the action sequences, the practical effects. They put a lot of hard work into this film. And even to this day, the movie kicks ass. James Cameron did a great job directing the hell out of this movie. And he tops that off than the first one. This was a really great movie. It still stands by as a classic. All right. Now, this is when the series starts to go a little AWOL at this, as we like to call it. Now, okay, for Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, okay, people are going to hate me for this. I personally like Terminator 3. However, I can see why people are not fans of this, because it has flaws with this film. So Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines comes out in 2003. James Cameron does not reprise as the role of the director. It was directed by Jonathan Mostow, not even the same writers, but it's a new writers. And this was Arnold Schwarzenegger's last film before he went into politics to become the governor, you know. However, keep in mind, Terminator 3 still made a lot of money at the box office of 2003. I think it was like the top 10 highest grossing films of 2003, probably at ranking number 7. Now, it did not make as much huge tons of money than Terminator 2, but it still made it a good chunk. Now, the story overall, let's just say the Terminator goes back in time again. Skynet is still around all of a sudden. They send in a female Terminator called the TX, played by Christina Loken. And this time they go after a, I think, early 20s John Connor, but not reprised with Edward Furlong. This time it was by Nick Stahl and Catherine Brewster as John Connor's longtime, I guess, future wife. And they go on this high road adventure with the Terminator, and John Connor and Catherine have to go all the way to Crystal Peak and hide in the shelter before the TX finds them and kills them. Now, along the film, they still have a chance to stop Skynet, because somehow Catherine's father, Claire Danes' character, is head of another computer programming research building called CRS, Cyber Research Center, who are also developing Skynet. Even though the entire Skynet, like computers and files from 1991's Terminator 2, were completely destroyed, I'm assuming this is like a decade later, we're into the early 2000s, they somehow have advanced technology where there's now, which if you look at the behind the scenes, they make actual prototype Terminators. They're like these T1 tanks that shoot Gatling guns and a flying drone. And I have to admit, they're pretty cool. Stan Winston was able to design those robots, and half of it was CGI, and the other half was practical effects. And they're actually good practical effects. They literally built in real robots to be real in the scene to make the whole thing look realistic, that the machines are taking over. Now, the TX, played by Christina Loken, I'll admit, she is an invincible. This TX can carry weapons through the time-space portal with a flamethrower and a ray gun, and she can fight, okay? It's at top speed, and I thought the TX was indestructible. It's a bomb-way effective killing machine, and we have the T-800, a just similar model, has no competition with it. Yeah, but it's still, I did like the dynamic, like, old technology versus the future technology at that time, you know. But the overall story goes, it's like they had to stop Skynet again. Some of the plot is a bit messy because we thought Cyberdyne was over, but then all of a sudden a new company takes in, and then this is where the franchise just started to, like, go, like, completely messy, sloppy writing, where it's like, you've already defeated the whole little big bad guy company and the big bad software Skynet, and now it's like, but then another company comes in, and they time travel, and they do the same thing, like, the war is still going on. And spoiler alert, at one point, while the TX and the Terminator are fighting in the bathroom sequence, the TX, like, somehow can control other machines. And there's a great sequence early on in the film where I personally think is better than the Terminator 2 chase with the truck. This time, the TX chases them on a huge crane truck while John and Catherine is in the backseat of a Tundra truck, and they're being chased by, like, controlled, like, the TX is controlling them with her, like, abilities, a fire truck, an ambulance, and two cop cars driving down on the LA highway road, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, as the Terminator, is driving in the back with the police motorcycle, and then that one thing into another, he's hanging on the hook crane of the crane truck and smashes through the building while still holding on to the thing. That to me, it's probably like the best chase sequence in the entire Terminator series. I'm not going to lie. All right, listen, hit me if you want. I personally love that sequence. And if you look at the behind the scenes in that film, that was real practical old effects. It wasn't CGI, even though it looks like it, but it was real. They literally put a dummy of Arnold Schwarzenegger and crashed through a complete building where they set off dynamite triggers to explode into it. And I have to admit, that was some good filmmaking right there. Now, the editing, it's a little sloppy, especially with the special effects, because we've already had technology at the time. The TX can also impersonate other people, just like the T-1000. There's a graveyard sequence where the Terminator grabs John Connor out of a coffin while evading the cops, and the Terminator shoots them all with a Browning M1919 gun. And still has the rule of no killing people, and they drive out of here. There's a graveyard chase sequence where the TX tries to come in and chase them down, Drover off a truck down to the hill. It had some great action moments. And spoilers, Linda Hamilton does not reprise her role. Somehow Sarah Connor dies off screen. That she dies of leukemia, and they find her body full of weapons because I guess she was cremated in Mexico somehow. So there was a lot of recasting. The only person that reprised its role was Arnold Schwarzenegger, but at least the characters were like still alive. Later on in the film, the Terminator tries to kill John Connor. As I said, the TX controlled the Terminator at one point, like almost like mind controlling him, corrupting his systems. And luckily, John was able to convince him that he still needs to live, because somehow in the future, the Terminator kills John Connor in the future and his wife takes over. But luckily, that sort of has a change of history that John was able to figure out the date and know and be aware that if the Terminator tries to kill him, he'll be ready and not like prevent it from happening. So they head up there. The machines have already taken over the CRS building. Catherine's father dies. They said the only chance to live is to go to Crystal Peak, which later turns out in the film, it is a hardened facility bomb shelter. So the Terminator stops the TX with one of his like fuel cells that powers up the Terminator. And I always thought this was a cool line where he just says, "You are Terminator." The Terminator and the TX explode, sacrificing himself. Later towards the ending of the film, they don't save the world. And apparently Judgment Day happens a day before the movie. The movie takes place in like 2 days. So somehow on July 4th or the 5th, I don't know when exactly, but it's somehow Judgment Day does happen. Now, this is a very, very ballsy move ending that a lot of people say. Because at the time, people were not ready for this. But I think if this movie was released now, people would might buy it. I mean, I thought it was a decent ending. But reason why, because I thought it ends as a cycle that leads right back into the first film. There's a great moment where John Connor, like all throughout the film, he doesn't want to be the hero of the resistance. He doesn't want to lead the revolution. And he's been tortured all his life, just like his mother, that the future is coming. There's the greatest quote, "There is no fate but what we make for ourselves." He's been preparing this all his life. And then finally, towards the end, he has to give in and become that leader, where this time he leads the resistance. And this time, the war is about to begin. Skynet goes all over the system. The nuke bombs keep falling. There's a great music score in the background. I think it was Marco Petrami's doing the score. And I thought it was kind of a bit of an emotional ending. And that was for Terminator 3. So out of all the Terminator films, I personally like T3. I'm not going to lie. Now, again, people are going to judge me. They're saying, "No, T3 sucks. It's a piece of shit." But just wait. You might like Terminator 3 as I talk about the last three films down the road, and then you'll understand. But again, it's up to you. You can disagree with me if you want. I personally like it. Now, I'm not saying it's better than Terminator 2, but I think it had a good note. So I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 GE stars. I recommend you watch Terminator 3 and let me know what you think. Did you think Rise of the Machines ended on a good note? Like, did it end as a good cycle? Or did you think it was just a cash grab and that I was in? So let me know your thoughts about that. On to the next, the fourth one. All right, now we go to Terminator 4, Salvation. This was a movie directed by MCG, whoever the hell he is. I think he's made of the shitty Charlie's Angels films from early 2000s. But Terminator 4, Salvation, I remember seeing the trailer, like the teaser trailer in theaters. And a lot of people thought that movie was going to be great. Now, keep in mind, this came out in 2009. Of course, Schwarzenegger's not going to reprise his role because he's governor at the time. But the role that plays John Connor is Christian Bale. And then there's Sam Worthington, a mediocre Australian actor. But this time, here's the thing that Salvation had that was pretty interesting. I liked the concept because it was not another time travel movie like they did in the first three films. This time, it took place in the actual present of the future, 2018. And thank God we're not there yet. Hope not. It's the future of war, where it's the human resistance against the Skynet Terminators. And we're literally seeing the war out in some, like, oasis outfield, like, desert place. But I like the concept. It's a post-apocalyptic war, but the story, the execution was terrible. John Connor, played by Christian Bale, leads the resistance, and he's very young. And you can tell he still has that Batman voice because The Dark Knight was released a year earlier. So he still has that gruff, rough Batman voice where he's all like,
"This is John Connor. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance."
Then we get this character named Marcus, played by Sam Worthington, where he's like a human at first, but he doesn't realize that he's a hybrid Terminator with really bad prosthetic makeup, and John Connor believes that Marcus is there to kill him when Marcus is just having an existential identity crisis. So I like the concept of the war. Basically, it's the humans fighting resistance. Marcus is trying to figure out who he was. And then we get a young Kyle Reese, played by the late Anton Yelchin. Rest in peace, dude. He plays the young Kyle Reese, so now John Connor gets to meet his father before the events of the first film, and he's like a young teenager at the time. And then Marcus helps him trying to stop the other Terminators from happening. Later on in the film, John Connor goes to the Terminator factory, and they get to fight off a really bad CGI version of the T-800s. Like, it's literally a CGI body double of Arnold Schwarzenegger with a deep fake face on him. And Christian Bale, I thought it was a cool fight scene, and then Marcus shows up, and then they have a fight. So overall, the plot just wasn't executed, and it just wasn't interesting. Especially Marcus's character, he was just not like a good addition to the cast a bit. I thought if I would have focused more on John Connor's side, like Christian Bale, that movie would have been at least maybe a decent hit. So John Connor blows up with the fuel cells, which by the way are extremely nuclear. And Marcus, at one point John Connor almost dies, and Marcus gives up his human heart that is still ill beating in a hybrid machine, gives it up to John and gives it to John Connor's heart. And at one point Marcus tried to develop feelings for this girl, and I just thought it was weird because it's a girl trying to kiss a machine, and I'm just like, that just doesn't make any sense, and it just seems kind of like unethical, like not realistic. So then later on in the film, they just continued the war, and that's basically the end of the film. I'm gonna go by with Salvation very quickly. I liked the concept, it was there, but the plot of the screenwriting and the directing was horrible. The CGI effects, they're okay, but not memorable. It didn't have like the quality it has for the first two. And this is when the franchise just started completely flopping down. I mean, what the fuck were they thinking? Especially MCG as directing. It's like a director. Out of all the directors you could have got, you went with this mediocre, like, wannabe director, which I don't think he can't direct any action movie at all. So Terminator 4 Salvation, I'm going to give it 2.5 out of 5 G-stars. I sort of liked it, but even though I don't, I still collect it. And keep in mind, at least with Terminator 1, 2, 3, and 4, we could still end it on the fourth film, because at least, again, it's a cycle that leads right back to the first film. You know John Connor finally meets his father, Kyle Reese, even though, he's aware of it, but Kyle Reese doesn't know. Oh, we know the setup as the audience. We know the plan. And John is going to send his father back in time to protect his mother, and that leads right back to the first one. That's how I see it. And T4 Salvation, it did try to have that continuity connection line, but overall, by this time, there is no continuity. There is no good continuation connection storyline from the past and the future. It gets confusing after a while. So Terminator 4 Salvation, it's okay. And now, oh God, the mediocre last two ones. So let's just go by very quick with these last two. All right, guys, I'm going to make these last two films very quickly. So Terminator 5, as we like to call Genesis, or we like to call the films that the Terminator franchise had already just fucking flopped by this time. It was directed by Alan Taylor. Arnold Schwarzenegger reprises his role. Emilia Clarke as Sarah Connor, like young Sarah Connor. And we get Jai Courtney, another pointless, shitty Australian actor who plays Kyle Reese, and Jason Clarke. fuck it, Jason Clark arc as a John Connor, and spoiler alert, he's the bad guy. They did not just retcon Terminator 1 and 2. Instead, they just erased all of the events from Terminator 1 and 2, and they just rebooted its own franchise series. This time, Kyle Reese goes back in time, which we think is the elements of the first Terminator film. They did sort of a homage to the first one, but they did. And then Sarah Connor's already a badass as trying to get Kyle Reese. They partnered up, and then the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, reprises his role again after he's been out of politics. So that was the only good thing we could say. Hey, and they stopped the events from the first Terminator film from a Terminator coming in, and then the T-1000 comes in. It's not Robert Patrick. It's just some other actor playing him, but it's not odd. And then they go to the future to stop, instead of Skynet, it's called Genesis in the year 2017, and we got past through that, and the Terminator's old, like Arnold Schwarzenegger's an old guy, and they try to stop him. The plot is super misty, inconclusive, and it makes no sense why they rebooted, where the first and the second series don't make any sense at all. Terminator Genesis, oh god. Listen, I remember I went to go seeing this in theaters back then, and at first I thought it was okay. I thought it was okay, but then weeks later I tried to process it, and I was like, oh my god, this was terrible. This was the worst in the franchise. So I'm going to keep this very short. Terminator Genesis. It's inconclusive, shitty writing. It makes no logical sense to the plot. The characters were just terrible. The acting was terrible. The action sequences, okay. But it wasn't great, memorable CGI with great set building and action sequences. It was terrible. It was a lackluster film. Terminator Genesis. I'm going to give it 2 out of 5 G stars. So yeah, just don't bother watching this film. Just skip it. Who cares? All right, now we got one more. So let's just go to the finale. All right, for the 6th and final Terminator film, which doesn't even look like a proper series finale, and then they say it's a direct sequel, it is the most shittiest, bombastic, horrible sequel of all time, Terminator 6 Dark Fate. Oh god, I think we can all agree on this. Just by the trailer and by the movie plot, it is the worst Terminator film in the entire franchise. I swear to god, I hated this movie. I didn't even bother seeing it in theaters. I was just like, nope, they're not taking my money. Same with Genesis. I don't even collect it. I just saw the film on TV. I just waited till Dark Fate just came on TV or streaming, and then I watched it, and it was, my god, just terrible. So spoiler alerts, if you haven't seen this film, I'm just going to say, they, like Genesis, they rebooted the whole fucking thing, where all of a sudden, it's like none of the characters, the only characters that have reprised this role was Schwarzenegger again as a Terminator. And by this time, he just doesn't care. He's just like, give me this money. I'll do whatever you want with the character. I'll do whatever, ever. And this time, fucking Dark Fate, it was not directed by James Cameron. However, he produced this film. It was directed by the guy who directed Deadpool, Tim Miller. And god damn it, you guys did not close this Terminator series, because literally the opening scenes of the film, we've all loved John Connor as the character. He's the leader of the resistance, the son of the mother that becomes the leader of the resistance. We care about him. And at one point, it was announced that Edward Furlong was going to be reprised, but no, it was a deep fake face. So it's like, okay, hey, so it's just a kid. Hey, and that's a bad sign, because later at the opening of the film, it's like the way they promoted, hey guys, you like Terminator? You like to see Arnold Schwarzenegger and John Connor? Guess what? John Connor's in it for like 3 minutes, and he gets killed off. Fuck you. Give us your money. That was a big F you to the front ends, where they kill off John Connor because a Terminator bugs Sarah Connor and John in Mexico, and he shoots John Connor. That was like, fuck it, we don't care. Here, let's reboot the franchise with a shitty female protagonist character, which was not as memorable as Sarah Connor. She had lackluster. It was unmotivating. She didn't work hard for it. And then we get her protector, played by Mackenzie Davis, a Justin Bieber wannabe piece of shit Terminator or hybrid Terminator, like Mar Arcus, comes in, and she's supposed to be the protector. She was not the strong female hero we looked up to. She was just a complete, it lacking, like, great value Terminator who can't act for jack shit, and just like, it was a complete F you. Like, here's the new characters. Love them, or if you don't like them, you're this and that. This was at the time when reboots started becoming a little bit, mostly woke and very diverse. Now, I'm not being a dick about this, but it was just unethical. It's just horrible, right? Hiding. The plot was completely sloppy. It made no sense at all. It completely, like, ruined and disrespected the franchise overall. And Arnold Schwarzenegger reprises his role as this old man Terminator who somehow has a family. It's like, how is that even possible? Does he like get it on with a girl and they do it? How? It's a machine. It's not supposed to have a family and so on. Maybe for John and Sarah Connor, but they're aware if it's a machine. Do they not realize he's a machine? And it's like Linda Hamilton is back as Sarah Connor, but she's like more of a grouchy bitch. And then it was horrible. This movie was a complete dissatisfying, defunct Terminator film. It was a complete useless, lackluster, very messy, very unethical, and just like big. I'm so mad at this film. But I'm not gonna go on a huge rant on this. I'm just gonna cut straight to the point. Terminator Dark Fate, fuck you. That's gonna be a 1.5 out of 5 G stars. That's all I'm gonna get of it. So for my Terminator series overall, here's my rankings. Dark Fate, piece of shit, least favorite. Genesis, least favorite. 4, Salvation, in the middle. The Terminator 1, all right, third best. And I'm going to pick for number 2, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, as the second favorite. Yes, again, and you might disagree with me or agree with me, but I like Terminator 3 as the second film. And as usual, well, the number 1 film, which we can all agree on, Terminator 2 Judgment Day. That is the number 1 Terminator franchise. I think Inc., the series should have ended after the third film or maybe the fourth film, because again, it ends on a cycle that leads right back to the first film. That's all I'm going to say. I collected only the first 4 and I like to keep it that way. Just end it as a cycle. And to me, I think that's a good ending or whatever you call it. So I don't think there aren't going to be any more Terminator films because the franchise it's already dead. And so just leave it after Terminator 2 Judgment Day, because that's how it is. So there you have it, guys. That is going to be my reviews of the Terminator series overall. Let me know what your favorite Terminator film is and be ready for more episodes down on the road. And if you like this, go to my Apple Podcast, listen in on the show, or on Spotify, go to my Instagram, GFE_Hostman, where I post some updates and clips of my new episodes if you want to listen in. And yeah, just leave your thoughts and comments about it. So this is the Hostman, Gabriel, saying to you all, good night, everyone.